Welcome to Overtures. Since we recorded this episode, my guest not only completed Senior Showcase here in New York City, but also directed a very successful student-run production of the musical Little Women and graduated in May. Congrats, Kolar. All links are in the show notes. Take your seats. We'll be starting shortly. Hello. Hi again. Hello to everyone watching. Welcome to episode 6 of Overtures. Hi, Ray. I know you're in the chat. I'm so glad you got your notifications to work and that you can join us today. So hi there. Hi again. I hope everyone's doing well leading into the holidays. I know it's chaotic. My guest today is a senior theater performance major at Wagner College. On top of directing and acting in numerous shows at Wagner, he's done commercials, short films, and has interned at David Shakespeare Festival, View Center for the Arts and Culture, and more. He's a super fun and absolutely hilarious guy. We didn't get to spend a whole lot of time together at Wagner, but I treasured that the many breakfasts we shared together in the dining hall. So without further ado, here is Andrew Kolar.
Oh, hi, Laura.
Hi.
I missed those breakfasts.
No, it was great because I knew that if nothing else, I knew you would be in the dining hall and we would just like eat our cereal in peace.
Yeah, always.
I don't even think we had the same 8 a.m. Like, I don't even remember. I think I just knew that you would be there and it was going to be great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So excited. Okay. It's my favorite time of year, the holiday season, winter. Best time of year.
Exactly. And also you were saying earlier that you finished your last final today. So that alone is just like, yes.
Done with the first semester of senior year.
That's crazy. Does that feel weird?
It feels weird. It feels good. It feels scary. It makes me nauseous. It feels great.
Yes.
All the above.
All the above. So for context for people watching, of course, how do we know each other? Wagner, yay, as with most of my guests, but that's fine. It's all good. I just met a lot of really amazing, talented people. So of course I'm going to bring them on the show, you know? I was a senior when you were a freshman and we haven't talked in a while. So it's really cool to be able to catch up like this and see all the amazing things you've been up to. How has it been? Because I know obviously a pandemic got in the way. So I can imagine it hitting in the middle of, like, you got to experience what college was before the pandemic, and then you got hit with it. What was that like? Because for me, it was starting grad school for like a semester and then a pandemic.
Yeah.
So what was it like for you?
It was crazy because I had done full freshman year of normal Wagner. Then I had a full semester back. And then I was like the middle of my, what was my fourth semester? Yeah. I had just finished teching Sister Act. It was literally like 2 days after that. And they're like, everything's canceled. We were like, but it was crazy. The crazy part was coming back. And I took one semester where I did everything from home, which doing, as a lot of you probably know, doing theater classes from home is not ideal. but we did it. And then coming back and trying to do classes with a mask, trying to do shows. It was really crazy, especially having that experience beforehand where I was like, this is what a normal Wagner season is. This is like what college is like, and all that was thrown out the window. And I was sure that like when I like this year, we'd be back to normal. I think a lot of us were like, oh, by senior year. Yeah. Even the fact that last year's class was like not normal. We were like, whoa.
Yeah.
And coming back, and now we're like the junior class had one semester of real Wagner.
Yeah.
I say a real Wagner, like anybody knows what that is. Like this is real Wagner too, I guess. This is making Wagner for forever. I don't know.
Yeah. I think there is a certain culture around this is the way things happen in the theater department during a typical year. And now we're growing to learn that typical doesn't mean anything anymore, which is crazy. But yeah, well, and what's really cool is that like I, from afar, watching you guys tackle the pandemic in a way, like, what does that mean? But like, I think you guys approached it with such a like, well, fuck it. These are our constraints. How are we going to figure it out? Like the amount of like student run work that you guys did and the adaptation to like using things like StreamYard or using like Facebook Live, et cetera, to continue to be like, no, we're still making art. Screw you guys. Was really amazing to see.
Yeah, I was super proud of Wagner and like the outdoor stage and all that. And even though like our one big production that year was like there was like COVID around it and like it was still happened. And that was like, I remember that night was like crazy. Like just like the opening night of like a show, even though it was on the outdoor stage, it was the first one in so long. And it was like, I'll never forget that like feeling. And even like the first show, Small Mouth Sounds, which we might talk a little bit about later, was the first like Wagner show where we were unmasked, like back in stage one. Right. And that feeling was absolutely crazy.
Well, and it's also funny too, because like your character also wasn't on stage for any either.
No, yeah, that show was crazy. But that whole it's been crazy. And but student run honestly has been like kind of the backbone of the theater at Wagner over the past like pandemic times, because they've been really adaptable and figuring things out, and I'm super super proud of everyone.
And like I've always been like a champion of student run theater, especially at Wagner, just because like that's where I got so many of the opportunities that I did. So it was so exciting to see them all three groups now. There used to be only two, you know, like
now there's four.
Oh my God.
I'm
losing my mind. I think Lauren was starting to tell me about that. But like the fact that like it has flourished in this way just makes my heart so happy. Cause like when we leave school and things like that, you're working with peers again. It's just more student run theater, you know?
Yeah.
but just besides my philosophical musings on this, we've never talked about this before, but how did you get started in theater?
How did I get started in theater? My parents took me to see lots of shows at the college that they teach at. And they were friends with like the chair of that theater department. So I always got to like see those shows on like the faculty preview nights, and I love those. And then in middle school, like my English class did Midsummer's Night Dream. And I was like, yeah, this is fun. And so then all throughout high school, I started doing shows. I was bottom.
No, because I asked, because I've done Midsummer four times and a different character each time. So I'm always ooh, what'd you play?
I feel like I saw you in a Midsummer somewhere. Did you do a Wagner?
Yeah, I did. Well, I'm trying to think. I'm like losing my mind now. Going through it, the first time that I did it was I was a little kid. My dad needed a fairy, Cobweb. So I played that. Senior year of high school, I was Helena. I did a student run production my sophomore year. So I don't think you saw that, but I played Bottom in that one. And and then at Villanova, I was Flute / Thisbe and a fairy. So I think you might
have. I was just like thinking of, seeing that picture or something. Yeah.
But no, that's so cool, because I also grew up around like collegiate theater. In terms of like my dad was a theater professor. So it was one of those things that like he would bring me to the beginning of rehearsals and I would play theater games with all of the theater, the college kids.
Yeah,
and then my mom would take me home and they'd do rehearsal. So like I totally understand that like growing up around collegiate theater. Absolutely. It's a fun experience because you're like, oh, what is this? Like I feel like special in a way, especially being like a little kid getting involved in it. But that's super cool. So like being that was your start into it and you're kind of like, oh, this is fun. I'm going to keep doing it. What was that overture light bulb moment of like, oh, this is what I want to do though?
Yeah, I think I've always loved like stories, right? And like the fact that like stories can like change people's minds on things, like they can teach people things. I'm kind of a nerd and I love learning. I love knowing things, and I just had all these moments where I would see shows and I'd like be like so obsessed with like what it was about. I'd want to like go learn more about it, or I'd like it would like change the way I thought of something. And I think that is so beautiful. So I'm trying to think of, like a specific. I remember in high school I saw like Sunday in the Park with George, and I like, first of all, just incredible music show and everything. But I was after that night, I was like on this deep dive looking at like art and things like that. And I was like, this is so cool that this show made me like connected with me so much that I'm here at 1 o'clock in the morning doing research. And I was like, I want to make that experience for other people, whether they like want to learn more about something, whether about it changes their way of life or their way of like looking at something or someone. And that's like, I just had those moments over and over again where a show would affect me like that. And I'd be like, yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's such a gorgeous answer. I love that. And I think that really speaks to who you are too. Being that, like, we'll talk about this again later, but like, since you've gotten like politically involved in things like that, knowing that theater can change minds, insert like new ways of thinking, that kind of thing, that makes sense. That may absolutely makes sense. Do you consider yourself an actor first, or do you consider yourself a singer? Where does director fall into the list?
Yeah, probably actor. Yeah, I love singing, but I like I look at some people and I'm like, you can sing, and I can just sing, but I do love acting, and directing is kind of more of like a newer type thing that I've really fallen in love with. I've done a lot of like I did some in high school, and then like in college, like over the summer, I like directed like children's theater things, but now more and more
It
I've been
needs a
like,
whole skill in itself,
oh my
directing
gosh.
for
And
children.
I do not like children. And so that way it was a lot. I grew to like them and they're growing on me. But somehow I doing that was a big step for me. Yeah, so that's something I'm like coming more into, and I'm like I found that I really, really like it. I maybe because I'm a control freak, TBD, we'll see. But I just think sometimes it's like it's something I feel like I have a decent eye for, being like this works or this doesn't, from an audience perspective, from like a human perspective. And so that's always something I felt like I have a decent look for, like if things make sense, if they're like if it's gonna read well, what is, and so that's something I've been like digging into in these past like couple years, and like taking directing with Mickey Tannenbaum, who we know and love. And I just directed
Who inspired this
on Cycle with me. Oh,
podcast?
really? Oh my
Yeah.
gosh. Oh.
Because I don't know if he did it with you, but like each time I took directing, the first day was everyone getting in like a circle and being like, okay, what got you into theater? Like
Yeah.
what was it? What was the
Yeah.
moment? So that inspired this as a whole. So
Oh
like
my
I totally get
gosh.
it.
Yeah. Oh my God. We did do that. Of course we did. Oh, love Mickey. Who
But
I,
no.
yeah, I adore Mickey. And he was my honors project advisor on the show I directed, which was also my honors project, which we just did, which is so much fun. It was a song cycle, which is a whole other task, directing a song cycle instead of like a play or a musical. And
Well, and I think that's where like your acting and directing skills in the does this make sense category like really helps for something like a review, because it's like, okay, how do these connect when they're all songs that are unrelated in many ways? Like, okay, how do I make this still work and again make sense to an audience? Clarity is such a huge thing, and some people get like, I also am that director of like, I need to be able to know it makes sense. Like, some people are like, oh, I have this gorgeous concept and like da 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 da. And I'm like, but I have so many logistical things in my brain about that. And so I'm on that same wavelength. But I always tend to associate you in particular with comedy because you are incredibly skilled at delivering it. And you're also just a funny person in general. But do you see yourself as a comedic actor, or do you see yourself in a particular genre?
Definitely more comedic. That's like, when we're like picking like showcase material or we're picking things, I'm like, yeah, it needs to be funny. Cause I that's like what I'm comfortable with. That's like I like a lot of people have told me I'm good at it, so I feel comfortable saying that it's probably my strong suit. And I don't mean to be like, oh, I'm good at comedy.
No,
Because I'm
absolutely.
and there's like different types of comedy, and it's like a whole thing that I'm like learning about. Cause when someone's like, oh, what do you mean by comedy? You can't just say comedy. And I'm like,
You're like,
I
oh,
thought funny was funny. I don't know. But yeah, no, I definitely tend to draw towards the more comedic stuff because it's fun too. It's I don't have to cry.
I mean, like sometimes you'll have to in an exaggerated way for the
Yeah.
laugh,
Well, I
but
do that a lot.
again, it's fun. Not that I necessarily have media of you doing the thing, like video-wise, we do have some pictures. So I'm gonna share my screen. We're gonna add it. We're gonna have a grand old time
Oh,
talking
I'm
about it.
excited.
Yes, no, absolutely. There's some fun stuff in here. And it's cool because it's like stuff that some of it is like stuff that I've seen you do, and some of it's not. So that's always fun too. I'm gonna actually add this to the screen so we can look at it. Woo, yay, Google Drive. We love it. Let's watch the video first, because we were talking about directing. So do you want to give a little bit of context about what we're about to watch?
Yeah. So this semester I directed a song cycle written by Remy Van Collin. They're great. Wagner alum. And it was crazy fun. I did it with CSP, Completely Student Productions. They're the best. So it was just putting like context and stuff to all these songs, which was so much fun to direct. I had this great cast, and this was like a little promo video that, shout out to Ella Martin, my stage manager and awesome media girl, who's also making the This Time Tomorrow cast recording right now. Watch out, Spotify, YouTube, I whatever you watch, I don't know. This was like the promo video that she made, back like in our tech week, when I thought it was really cool.
That's so special, and that's so exciting. So yay, I'm so excited to watch this. Like, you just sent it to me a bit ago, so I haven't gotten a chance either, but this will be fun. I wish I had gotten to see this. Maybe I can like be like,
I'll send you the video.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like, if you have a recording of it,
I do. I do have a recording.
Oh, amazing. No, that's gorgeous stuff. And Remy writes amazing stuff. I'm so excited to see more and more of what they put together. How was it working on that? Because being it was like an original production, that's obviously so different to work.
Yeah, no, it was kind of terrifying to just get sheet music, and thank God Remy had this beautiful order already picked out to the songs, so I just kind of like put them all into context, because I was balancing the thought of like being like fully staged, like this is a musical and like a song cycle, you know, and like deciding to like put other people in if they're like talking to someone, even if it's a solo, you know, like all these decisions where I was like, I don't know if this works. I don't know if any of this works. And I had like a good team. Caitlin Conrad was my assistant director. I love her. But it was just really scary because it was also like no one had ever done it before. Yeah. I had never done like anything I had directed had been like there was a script and there were like some lines with the song. And like, so it was really scary. And looking back on it, there were some things where I was like, yeah, that should have been done differently. And there are some things where I was like, that is gorgeous. We're geniuses. But I like, it was an experience I'll never forget because it was much fun.
Yeah. And I think there's also a freedom with working in original work because you're like, I don't know what to like. There is no prerequisite. There is nothing that came before to base this off of. So you're like, I am making all the decisions, but at the same time, like, no one else has made the decision either. So like it all could be correct. Who knows? And it looks like I know some of the people in that cast and you had an amazing group of actors to work with that I'm sure really contributed to a lot to the process.
Yeah, they did. They were great to work with because like it is an original work. And so like there wasn't like really a recording for them to like listen to, and like our like music director Emery, I'm just shouting out all the names today.
Yeah, absolutely.
She was so great too, and like teaching parts, but they like came with it, and they came with their own ideas too, and we talked through and be like, what do you think about this character? What does this mean? Blah blah, blah. Because there's like we had to do like all the text work because there was no preconceived notions, there was nothing like that, and they were so great to work with.
That's so special. Amazing. So we got to take a look at that. But we do have some other pictures. So I'm going to bring those up on the screen and we'll talk about those a little bit. And we'll be getting into your acting side of things, which will be fun.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we have this gorgeous picture first.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
Oh, my gosh. This brings me back. This was my freshman year. I was a part of a show called Rise Up, Young Holocaust Heroes, which was a play written by Lori Weintraub and Teresa McCarthy that was like edited a bit. And it was part of the St. George Theater, which is like this big theater on Staten Island. They're like educational series. And so I played like a Holocaust survivor. His name is Rami Cohen, and he actually just passed away of COVID this year. It was early this year, which was really, really sad. But that was an experience I'll never forget, because like playing like a real person who you could like his meet. Like yeah, who you can meet, and his autobiography was like in the Wagner Library, and I like things like that where I could just like read. It was like super, super cool. And I remember being like, I mean, it's crazy, like sad stories about these Holocaust survivors and the things that they went through. So talk about me not doing comedy. This was like the one time. That experience was super, super cool. And it was with Nikki, who we love, Nikki Tenenbaum. But I'll never forget like the day of that show, there were some of the Holocaust survivors there. And that was just so, so special that we were like telling their stories and they were there. And afterwards they were like telling us more stories and like thanking us. And I was just like, yeah, this is cool. This is what I came to college to do. This is, And, of course the theater was so beautiful that I had to get freshman year. Me was so dramatic. I was like, take a picture like that.
It's such a good picture. Like,
yeah, but.
But what a powerful experience.
Yeah.
Like talk about like the power of like theater and like getting to work with these stories, you know, like it's just such a powerful, powerful thing.
Yeah.
And then on a complete, like, I got not to say opposite end of the spectrum, because like, who cares? But like, we also have like this fun experience you had.
This, you can say opposite end of the spectrum, because this was the exact opposite end of the spectrum. This was a play. This was like the one play, I think the only play I like acted in during COVID. And it was called Check Please. It was just like this funny little short, a bunch of like comedy sketches about these people on dates. And this was actually over Zoom. We did it over Zoom, but this was like from a promo that we decided. This is like the only time we ever met in person the entire process was to like take these pictures.
Which is funny, because like you also live in the same buildings together, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy, because we'd all be like, in rehearsals like those were crazy, where you'd be like, I'd be here in this room, and there'd be somebody like two rooms down the hall. And it's like, this is the world we live in, I guess. Working on that play was so, so fun, just because it was like, it was just that. It was just fun. Like, and I think we all needed it at that time. And just being able to like act and like do something, even if it was through Zoom, was like such a release and a time where I hadn't been like in a show in like a year because of COVID. Yeah. It was so, so fun.
And this one was also an original work, yes?
No, this one, I'm creating a playwright, but it was not an original work.
Oh, okay.
Looks
like it was a lot of fun, and also just like great to be like fun and stupid after like so much like, oh, you just need that. You knew that. We have this fun little last one. It's a video. It's very short, but.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just recording.
Yeah, we thought Sarah was taking a boomerang, and she in fact was taking a full video.
And they were like, no, that was a full video.
That was the first, that day was like, rehearsal was crazy, because that was Small Mouth Sounds. Yes. And I think Ryan, your last guest, right, talked a little bit about Small Mouth Sounds.
Yes.
But that was a show with almost no dialogue, like, except for me.
Arguably you had the most dialogue.
Yeah. So that like first read through was so funny, because it was like just me talking, and then Sarah Yoda, who was our assistant director, was like reading the stage directions, but it was like just us. Like it was a read through, and some people did not talk until the very last scene. Like, you know, it was like the weirdest read through I'd ever been to, but it was so cool.
And how was that experience of like your character, who's, for context of anyone who like doesn't know about this, because I've had a few guests on who've all been a part of it, and I'm like, oh, this is a fun little trend. But it like small mouth sounds takes place at a silent retreat, hence majority of the characters not talking. But your character was the leader of the retreat, whom we never see, but we always hear. Very like chorus line director God Mike going on. How was that like in performance? Because like you didn't need a costume. You know?
I did. It was so weird. And then when Mickey was like, "Yeah, you have a costume," I was like, "I was gonna wear sweats," but because I was like back way like almost behind the audience, so I was still there doing it live every night. Which some people were like, "What?" But
I think that was nice though.
Oh no, I'm so glad I was. Yeah,
because you feed off the humor and because like the responses in the audience, because like your character was just like crazy going haywire running this silent retreat.
it was honestly so much fun because all I had to do was just sit back with a microphone and just like talk, and it was a lot to memorize, but it was fun. But one thing that I did not anticipate was that opening night, I like sit down back in my booth. And all the ushers and like the house manager are like right next to me, which I did not know. I had been doing this like all through tech, all through rehearsal, like by myself back here. And all of a sudden there's somebody sitting right next to me. And so I was like, oh, you're sitting there. Okay, well, don't look at me. And I'm like,
I'm going to act now.
Yeah. It was, and the worst was when Mickey sat right next to me one night. I was like, no, don't.
I can't do that.
Yeah. But no, that was such a crazy, even like the rehearsal process was so interesting because like everything that I had to like give through story-wise, character-wise, all had to be through my voice. Like there was like, you know, you're taking away that whole part of like your like actor self that is your body that like tells the story too. And so I would get notes being like, that didn't like really make sense. And I'd be back here like doing something that would make it make sense, but you can't see it. So like you have to use it all like through your voice, which is so interesting. And then it was the exact opposite for everybody on stage who had to tell an entire story with not their voice. So it was like, it was a really cool juxtaposition, like between like me and the rest of the actors that like we jostled with all through the rehearsal process.
No, that's really cool. Cause it's like, how do you give direction to someone solely based on what their voice sounded like? Yeah. So like even taking the note, like how do I apply that to my voice?
Yeah.
Is so interesting, especially because like, it's not like applying a vocal note when you're singing. It's applying vocal note just through acting when you cannot be seen, because we gain so much context from bodies and voices, but like literally you only have voice. So cool.
Yeah. Mickey was really good at like saying things that made me understand where I needed to go with like whatever I was saying or like, there was also the biggest anxiety around that for my show was I had to like fake be sick, like cough and sneeze and stuff. And I didn't know how to do that, and I was really bad at it, and I still am. And I had rehearsals where I would go with Sarah Yonan, who's the assistant director, and I just practiced sneezing. Like I didn't know how to do it, and there's videos somewhere of me just like fake sneezing over and over again, and her being like, no, like more back in your throat, like it's like a voice lesson. She's like teaching me how to make it sound real, and I still wasn't happy with how it sounded by the end, like during the shows, but because it was I just could not do it.
Well, and I can also imagine that can be like really hard on your voice to practice, much like if you have to like scream in a show or yell. So like being told, oh yeah, cough.
Yeah.
Like a bunch, and being told, like coughing and sneezing and being told, no, do it again. You're wrong. Like,
I cried many nights because I could not sneeze. I was like, why can't I do it? But I was always like, Mickey, you cannot blame me. You did not ask me to do it during the audition, so it's not my fault. I didn't know. Exactly. I was
like, you didn't ask me to do it in the callback, so I don't know if you were on it.
Yeah.
Requirements and callback. Yeah, I'm just gonna need you to sneeze for me. What?
He should have, and then I would not have been in that show.
well, thank goodness that he didn't ask you that, because you did such a good job, and it was such a fun show. It's the one show that I've been able to like come back and see this season, and boy, I'm so glad that I was able to see it, because it was just so good. Like, I'll recommend it so much.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so getting back to the directing side of things, You said that you had got, you were involved in it a little bit in high school, and then it was Wagner that really like got you more into it. Was there anything in particular that you're like, I really want to take this class? Or was it just like, I've heard a lot of people enjoy it, I'm going to go take it.
I'd always been like interested in directing. And so I was like, that was always in my like 4-year plan that I was going to take directing senior year. But also like being involved in originals. And then I'm also taking playwriting this semester. And so like the entire like writing plays just to like to put them in originals is like a whole thing. But I just always wanted to take directing, and I love Mickey. I've taken other classes with Mickey. And I just love the way that he works. And so I was, yeah. And I basically Wagner made me want to direct even more. And I did some, when I did an internship at David Shakespeare Festival, part of that was like a bit of directing. I like worked on a project where we like put up like a totally new work over Zoom, which is super cool. And there was like, the project was like, they just like gave it to the interns where they're like, okay, you're working on this show. And we like had like equity actors, and all of a sudden we were like, we're directing, she's been on Grey's Anatomy. Please just say the love. I was like, oh my gosh. And they like really threw us into it. But then I was like, this is fun. I love it.
Yeah.
Especially like, and at Wagner, like everyone's so talented. So it was such a relief going from like children's theater when I'm like, okay, just smile and be happy when you say this line, to like actually like working with people with like such talent, and like being able to like have them like do things and like work through things is just, Wagner has instilled the love of directing in me.
Yeah. And I think it was really special that, originals got started at Wagner. Cause, for those who like, don't know, Wagner started this thing that we call originals, where the playwriting class will write 10-minute plays or so and submit them to the directing two class, so that they submit, we essentially do a play festival of sorts. And we have like several plays, each directed by, so it's all directed, written, performed, and even teched by students. And it's, again, like kind of like student run theater, except it's built into like our season. And I think that's really so important. And it's crazy also to me, because it started when I took directing for the first time. So like it started my junior year. So it's not even that old, but to see it take off as much as it did is super exciting and super special. So you'll have to let me know when originals is. I would love to like come see it and all that good stuff.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. And I'm sure it'll be also very strange going through the process of picking what plays everyone wants to do as a director, but knowing that they're going to read your play as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to know like whose everyone's play is, like when they're reading it, and like which one I'm going to pick. I'm going to know who wrote it.
Because usually it's a blind selection too. Yeah. So that's going to be really interesting for you. Yeah. You'll have that insider info.
Exactly. And then you get to sit there when everyone's like, this play sucks. And you're like,
I'm sure it'll be fine. and we haven't gotten to talk about this yet here, or just like too much in general, but since I've graduated, you've become much more politically involved at school. Do you want to talk about that experience at all? Was there anything that spurred you in particular to get into it? I mean, like aside from the world in general, but like something in particular that you're like, ooh.
I mean, well, it was my freshman year. So like right when you were on the out, one of my professors, it was like right, that was 2020, right? No, 2018. It was the 2018 midterm elections.
Yeah, I was going to say 2018 to 2019.
Yeah. So it was the 2018 midterm elections. And my like LC professor, which is like a freshman year class professor, was like, okay, who's registered to vote? And like only like 3 people in her class raised her hands. And she was like, that's a problem. And then she came up to me after class and was like, we need to do something about this.
And you were like,
yeah. Yeah. That's when we started Wagner Votes.
I love this. Which,
it was basically me and Seth Jollis started it. And now I'm still like the president of it, which basically we just work on getting minor students registered to vote, helping them like get absentee ballots, because there's such a big out-of-state population here that people from California didn't know how to like vote and things like that. And so that's just something I've been doing like for all 4 years, which I love to do, and hopefully it helps people. And I mean, I also like back home, I like work, I was like an election poll worker I've done a couple times, and stuff like that too. And then Yeah, so I try and keep Wagner on track with the staying up to date on politics and things like that. So.
Absolutely. And I think that's super important, especially like when you're going to college, the idea of like, oh, gotta vote, like maybe isn't the forefront in your mind when you're like, I gotta get to class, I gotta study, da 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 da. But like,
Yeah.
because I know for me, it was like, oh, I need to keep an eye out for the absentee ballot that's coming in the mail or that kind of thing. Because obviously, I'm not gonna fly all the way home to the Midwest to vote. So
People are just annoyed with me now, probably, because I like, when we sit in union for like all through the lunch period, and we're like, "Are you registered to vote? You getting your absentee ballot?" There was also one year, I don't know, it might have been the freshman year, when we like got golf carts and a megaphone from public safety, and we drove around with the megaphone and yelled at people. Like, actually, like looking back on it, we harassed them. Like, we were like, "Are you registered to vote?" And we'd be yelling at like professors. Like, we had too much power, but they should not have given us the public safety golf cart and megaphone because we were menaces. But that's what, yeah. People like, and then freshmen, like I did like help design an orientation module on like registering to vote, and so people like knew me from that too. And so they'd be like, "You're the voting guy," blah blah blah, and I'd be like, "I am more than the voting guy."
You're like, I am more than that, damn
Yeah. But I can help you. Yeah.
yeah, how
Yeah.
can I help? No, that's super awesome. And like you've also been an RA and things like that. So like I can imagine like you're constantly involved in things on campus, but I think again, it's like having another interest, be it political or otherwise, as well as being interested in theater and things like that is just so important.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you've seen that as well.
Yeah, I think it helps with theater. It really does, because like you have these other experiences, or you like find things to write about, or you like find things to like pitch as a play, or you like, I don't know, I just see lots of people that like have these other like minors and things, and they end up using it somehow, whether it's like their graphic design, and they're all of a sudden they're like designing like playbills or like posters for things. Like, that's cool. And so I like Wagner does that very well, where if you want to dip your toes in something else, there, like you can use it. So.
And like that also makes me think of like dramaturgy and things like that. People who are like, I don't want to be on stage, but I also don't want to be running a light board or anything. But like, I can give you all of these historical materials. And I think it's kind of along that same wavelength where it's like, oh, like you can still do a very niche thing and it can still somehow apply to theater, which is so fun.
I'm actually dramaturging a show next semester.
You
I'm
are? That's so
excited and scared.
exciting.
It's something that I've like done like a little bit before, but like I've never like this is like I've never like been the full like one person on a full production really. So I'm excited and scared, but I love research, so what could
What
go wrong?
what show?
It's called Goblin Market. It's like the one that's being workshopped and then produced fully next
So,
semester.
yeah,
So
so you're not only being a dramaturg, but you're going to be a dramaturg on a new work,
yeah.
which arguably has even like more of a role involved, just because you're very much going to be in that room going like, oh, you don't know what that thing is? I don't either. Let's find out. It's going to be a lot of Googling, but that'll be really cool.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's
absolutely.
scary.
Yeah, excited and scared. but yeah, so we talked about this a little bit. You're halfway through senior year, and we know that that's like scary, amazing, wonderful, all the things. But what all do you have left to do? Obviously, there's showcase. Are there any other things that you're looking forward to as a senior?
Oh my gosh, looking forward to. I don't know, I'm really just looking forward to like enjoying this like last semester and like doing whatever it is I end up doing, like whether it's acting in a show or like working like assistant, like directing something or like whatever it is. I'm just excited like taking this last semester in before the real world, before there's not that structure, before, so like yes, like gearing up for showcase and like, but I'm really just gonna enjoy like this Wagner community and the wonderful people that make up this department, and cherish that, and then it'll all be gone. So
It's like, and on that note, no, I'm kidding. But like, yeah, no, like the ability to like know that like I can walk down the hall in my PJs and like talk to my friend, like the little things like that, like I know I personally really miss. So yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really great mindset to have going into like a final semester of college. But speaking of showcase, how is showcase prep going?
Oh my gosh, it was oh, oh it's I didn't realize how stressful. Like I knew it was gonna be like kind of like scary, but it was scary because like the way it works with like you're like trying to find a partner, but then if like they want to do something else and you don't have another partner, it's like, what are you gonna do? Yeah. But I'm luckily basically all worked out. I have a scene from a play called A Life by Adam Bock, which I really like. And then I'm singing with Kayla Fegley. We think we found a song that we really like from a really new musical called The Moon in the Sea, I think it's called. It's like really new. Shout out to David Sisko for suggesting it to us. But yeah, so it's like, I'm like pretty set, which is good. But yeah, no, I'm excited because it's cool to like have this material and be like, I'm going to do this in like 4 months. And so I have so much time to be memorized and just like live with it. And like, it's not like you would for a class where like, I'm learning this week, I'm doing it. And then maybe in the final at the end of the semester, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm able to sit with it for a while. And like, yeah, I think it shows off me in the way I want to. So it's funny parts of it.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. We love
all
that.
That matters.
When is showcase for you guys?
April 4th, Monday, April 4th at Playwrights Horizons.
Hey, there you go. So you were saying you're going to be dramaturging on Goblin Market. Yeah. Do you know if you're going to be working on any particular other shows in the season, or is that like waiting on that like cast list kind of situation?
Yeah, I'm waiting on some cast list to see what falls into place in a certain different things. I have some things I think I might work on and that are, maybe in the works. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Yeah, I'm also waiting for some cast lists to come out. So.
Of course. Always that, like, have you seen that SNL skit where it's like Will Ferrell is like the drama teacher?
Oh, yeah.
Waiting to put the callback list. And he keeps coming out with like these most ridiculous questions and riddles being one senior is going to be very upset and one underclassman is going to be very excited, like that kind of thing. I feel like that's the vibe often.
always.
Oh my gosh, I always remember we would have like our friend Liam Abate like sit in front of the call room, just like sit there for the day, and then he would be the one like to post it in like the class chat when it went out. Like he'd be the one giving updates. The drama of it all.
It's so dramatic. We're so dramatic for no reason. I don't know why we do that. Where it's in our nature, I guess.
I mean, that's true. Is there anything else we want to like cover and talk about? Because I'm getting to the end of like my notes here, but anything else before we start like plugging socials and all that good stuff?
I don't think so. I think we've had a pretty good chat.
Yeah, absolutely. We've covered so many topics and we've just been zooming right through it. So I'm proud of us. We did that.
Yeah.
We did the thing. Where can we find you on social medias and all that good
stuff?
You can
find me basically only on Instagram. At @Andrew_Kolar. That's where you'll find the pictures of me. So,
and probably... Yeah, I'm like, hopefully some announcements later on. But
maybe some show announcements. And
especially like go check out Showcase. You said April 4th at Playwrights Horizons.
April 4th at Playwrights Horizons.
There you go.
Wagner College Theater Showcase. I don't know the Instagram handle.
That's okay. There's one. You'll find it.
I follow it.
You're like, just type in Wagner College Theater Showcase. Yeah. Like, it's the wrong, it'll come up. Yeah, fine. Amazing. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura_Marjoram. You can also find me at my website, www.lauramarjoram.com. You can find this show on Instagram at Overtures Show. There's two S's in there, so don't be alarmed. It's going to look weird. And then you'll also be able to find all former episodes on YouTube. Just search Overtures Show. You'll find it. This episode will be there hopefully later in a few hours. We'll download it and get it right up there as soon as we can. The next stream I already have scheduled. It's going to be a week from today, Monday, December 20th at 8 p.m. with the Drinkwater Brothers. It's going to be chaotic, wonderful, fun music. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. Come join us. But yeah, Andrew, do you have any final thought? It's also, I just got to say this really quick. Calling you Andrew feels so wrong. I'm like, Kolar.
Yeah, no, that's something that stuck with me all 4 years. But
I feel like that's also, I'm sure it also feels strange for you when people call you Andrew sometimes.
Yeah, well, I say that my name's Kolar above the Mason-Dixon line, and back home in Virginia, my name's Andrew. So depends on where I am.
I love that phrasing so much. Oh my God. Okay. Do you have any final thoughts for viewers live and in the future?
You know, have a good new year. Happy New Year. It's not that close to New Year yet, but Happy New Year.
No, but it feels like it though.
Right? You're right. You're right. 2022 is going to be the year for you. I know it.
You know, we're crossing fingers.
Yeah.
Crossing fingers. But with that, thank you so much for being on the stream. And I hope everyone who is watching now and in the future has a great time. Again, happy holidays, all that good stuff. And see you next week.